SBS Radio. Spoštovane poslušalke in cenjeni poslušalci, nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. SBS ponovno pripravlja nacionalno tekmovanje v tujih jezikih. Vabljeni vsi mladi stari od 4 do 18 let širom Avstralije, ki govorite še kak drug jezik poleg angleščine. Tekmovanje poteka do nedelje 18. novembra letos. Vse informacije so vam na voljo na spletni strani www.sbs.com.au/nlc18. Ko ravno govorimo o tem, smo povabili učiteljico nemščine, ki uči v srednji šoli Cambroia Secondary College v Beriku v Viktoriji, gospo Ireno Krejsi, da nam zaupa, kako ona spodbuja svoje učence k tekmovanju. Irene Creasy, teacher of German at Cambroia Secondary College in Berwick in Victoria, welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Oh, Lenti, thank you very much for having me.
Irene, we had you as a guest last year when SBS was also running the National Languages Competition. Again, time flies, and 2018, the National Languages Competition in full swing. Will you be involved again this year?
Oh, look, Lenti, yes, we will be, and thank you for asking me to come again. Last year we had kids so excited about the National Languages Competition that when I heard it was being offered again this year, I knew I had to start getting my students involved.
What's the best way to get them involved, Irene?
Certainly showing some of the blurbs and the posters that SBS has produced, but the big thing is word of mouth. Myself as a teacher and our other language teachers here at school, talking to the students about how exciting it is to speak other languages, to learn other languages. Our school has German, English of course, Chinese and Japanese as languages that we offer, but there are many other VCE students that learn their own mother tongues, if you like, at a VCE level. And it's just so exciting for the students to share word of mouth how wonderful it is to be able to be involved in the competition.
How are they going to be involved?
Lenti, they're making posters, they're organising pictures, they've got to put a blurb in, a little caption that says why it's so important to learn German or why it's so wonderful to learn Japanese or what the benefits are of speaking Chinese in our language, in our country.
Nobody could argue the fact that anybody who speaks a language other than English has a distinct advantage in so many ways.
Look, Lenti, in terms of the VCE, I know I'm talking a little bit of the higher jargon here, but the ATAR score gets lifted. We get an extra, can be 8 or 9 or even 10 points for the ATAR for having language. The benefits of bilingual or even multilingual education has been proven in regards to, you know, the brain activity is just phenomenal. The problem solving, the being open to other cultures. We are global citizens, and in 30 years' time, these students might not have the same sort of jobs that we think of, but they'll have the skills, they'll have the languages, they'll be able to share ideas in astrophysics or in, you know, exploration on the moon or on Mars, but they've got the languages to be able to share with these colleagues, and that's just so wonderful to know that whether we're teaching our languages here at school, Lenti, or whether they're speaking other languages at home, there is such a vibrancy and an importance in having global languages while we are living locally.
Irene, just think of the advantages simply having grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins living in the homeland of the parents of the children, knowing a little bit of that language so they can communicate if they don't speak English when they go and visit them over in China or India or Sri Lanka or Germany or Slovenia or wherever is such an advantage. It's just something that is so important.
Lenti, I am wholeheartedly agreeing with you. It's making those connections. It's being able to share the same stories, using language to define us and using language to connect with people is such a great gift to have. My daughter speaking German, we speak a lot of German at home too. She's able to speak to her Oma and Opa here in Australia. She's able to speak to aunties and uncles and cousins in Germany, and it's making those beautiful connections, having those phrases, talking about similar things and talking about food smells or memories from childhood, using the language, and that to be able to articulate it is such an absolute gift, Lenti. I'm totally in agreement with you there. But it's more than that. It's also being able to travel into those countries and to speak with people, because just to have that phrase of saying hello or how are you going or may I order a hotel room or may I order a beer, it connects you with people in such a significant way.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate Slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Pogovarjam se z gospo Irene Creasy, ki je učiteljica nemščine v Cambria Secondary College v Beriku v Viktoriji. Dear listeners, I'm speaking with Irene Creasy, who is a German teacher at Cambria Secondary College in Berwick in Victoria. Irene, I learnt in Italy when I was there 18 years ago, back for the World Youth Day in 2000. Couldn't speak a word of Italian, couldn't understand Italian. By the end of the first week, because I'd made a little bit of an effort, the locals really appreciated that and they helped me. And got to the point at the end of the first week where I was able to ask for basic things. Obviously, I've forgotten it now because I haven't practiced that language, but it was a real advantage. Also, the fact I know of Slovenian being a small language, there's only 2.5 million speakers or thereabouts in the world, 2 million in Slovenia and about another 500,000 around the world. May not be many Slovenian speakers, but the fact that Slovenian is related to so many other Slavic languages, it helps us to understand, at least partially, those other languages, be they Croatian, Serbian, Macedonian, Bulgarian, Slovakian, Czech, Russian, Ukrainian, Polish, or any other such related language. I assume it's the same with German, understanding a little bit of Dutch, Danish, Swedish, Norwegian, and so forth?
Lenti, of course it is. And may I also say, because of the German, you can go to Austria or Switzerland or Liechtenstein or Luxembourg. The connections there, because people, you know, have spoken German or variations of Austrian German over the years. Again, it's making those connections. It's being able to talk to people and find those points of similarity, find those points that really, I guess, tug at people's heartstrings. And language does that. Even speaking English, that, you know, the language of Shakespeare, there is such an eloquence and such a beauty in language, and to be able to share our thoughts and to be able to communicate with people. As you say, you know, you're in Italy and you're sharing with people in their Italian. Folks just absolutely love that. I was in Paris with my daughter earlier this year, and my schoolgirl French is more of a simplistic level. My daughter is learning French at school, and her French is so much better than mine, but she didn't trust herself. So in the end, I said, you go into the boulangerie, you go and order your pastries, and I'll wait for you outside. And the look on her face, Lenti, she came out and she'd ordered some beautiful pastries, and I think it was croissants and pain au chocolat, but she did it in the language. And she said, people understood me and they smiled at me. I said to her, look, Eleanor, that's what it's all about. You're speaking in their language. You're asking for things and people immediately open their hearts up to you.
It's also an advantage where you may be in a situation where somebody is talking about you in their language and they think they can't understand you. Case to point, I was at a party many, many years ago and there was a girl there speaking about me. Mind you, she wasn't being overly complimentary and she was speaking in Croatian.
Yeah.
I understood everything that she had to say and I made it quite clear in my broken Croatian that I understood everything she had to say. And she did not know which way to turn when it was very obvious that she had really shot herself in the foot, so to say.
Oh dear. Look, Lenti, I find that quite humorous in a sense too, because if my daughter and I are just going around to different places in Victoria, there are lots and lots of tourists, and especially with the language, if I hear words, I try and figure out, now they're from such and such a country or they're from such and such a place. And if we hear German, it's so gorgeous because we'll have a bit of a listen to what people are saying, and we'll have a smile to ourselves, And every now and again, if there's a tourist asking, you know, if the tourists are asking each other, you know, where do I go to find the penguins at Phillip Island, my daughter and I will actually respond to them in German and speak to them. And just that look of recognition on the tourist face to say, wow, these people are in Australia and they're understanding our language is just beautiful to see.
Yeah, another example I can give, Irene, is when I flew back from Slovenia back in 2006. And there were two lovely Macedonian ladies on the plane. Unfortunately, because they couldn't speak English, they couldn't fill out their immigration cards, the cards you fill out on the plane before landing. And so they were in all sorts of bother. There was a line of a couple of hundred people waiting to get through passport control. And these two ladies were in a rut because they could not find an English Macedonian translator. I stepped forward and I said, look, I don't speak Macedonian per se. I speak Slovenian. However, they are related languages in many ways. Maybe I can be of assistance. And we sorted it all out. We managed to fill out the cards. Speaking a combination of Slovenian, Croatian, Serbian and Macedonian, we got through. And these two women were so happy. And I must admit, I was quite proud as well, having been born here and being able to assist these ladies who speak, well, quite a different language to what I spoke at home. It's just another advantage of knowing how to speak more than one language.
Lenti, that's a wonderful story, and it takes me back to talking about making those connections and being able to reach out and lend a helping hand to folks in the most incredible circumstances and places. And just because you happened to be there, you were able to step in and graciously help these two ladies so they could get through customs is making it so worthwhile.
And those other 200-plus people waiting in line were also very thankful.
Oh, of course they would have been. There's nothing worse than standing in customs. You're hot and bothered. All you want to do is get out of the airport, grab your bags, get out of the airport, get through customs and go and enjoy being into that beautiful Australian countryside. Lenti, in terms of the National Languages Competition, I am so grateful for SBS for talking this up, for promoting it again for this year also, because I think the value, and I totally believe in the importance of students loving their languages, loving learning other languages, and loving the languages that they already speak and come with to school, having got such a wealth of language background. I have students that speak Urdu and speak Farsi and speak Afrikaans and Punjabi and Hindi and Mandarin, and the list goes on. We have over 46 languages that students speak in their homes, and the fact that SBS is showcasing this to all of Australia to say, let's step up and really celebrate our languages, for me is just absolutely wonderful.
Irene, thank you so much for coming on our program today to share your involvement with this year's SBS National Languages Competition and, of course, the involvement of your students. Wishing you all the very best with this year's competition. Hopefully there may be some winners, but if there's not, just the fact that your students are involved and that you're involved as their wonderful teacher is enough satisfaction, especially living in our multicultural Australian society where different languages, cultures, foods, music, it's all so positively embraced. Thank you once again for speaking with us, and we wish you all the very best.
Lenti, thank you so much, and it's an absolute privilege and pleasure to be teaching languages. It's an absolute privilege and pleasure to have so many languages spoken in our country. The fact that SBS has got English in there, we've got Aboriginal languages that are being showcased, having all of our world languages is just absolutely beautiful for me. Thank you, Lenti. Bye.
Ronos Day, sem se pogovarjal z gospo Irene Creasy, ki je učiteljica nemščine v Viktoriji o letošnjem nacionalnem tekmovanju v tujih jezikih, ki poteka do nedelje 18. novembra. Za več informacij pojdite na spletno stran www.sbs.com.au/nlc18.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.